Hello, heroes, and welcome to the My Hero Academia After Show. We're talking episode 13, Infinite 100%. Deku goes Super Saiyan. You can change destiny. And we have a lot of exciting movie news for you. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, heroes? Welcome to My Hero Academia After Show. We're talking episode 13/76, Infinite 100%. We're going to be talking about this episode, a lot of movie announcements that's very exciting, as well as a little bit of an unboxing crate. But first, oh my goodness, we'll do some intro and then also what we thought of this episode. My name is Carrie Lane, joined by my wonderful panel.
Hey everyone, pro hero Veronica Valencia here.
And what's up, guys? I'm Jamie Gray.
She's also a pro hero, and I'm a pro hero too, Ollie Jennings.
Yay! Okay, y'all, what did we think of this episode?
They just keep getting bigger and better. Like, honestly, I was so happy with the episode a couple of episodes ago with Mirion. I was just like, oh my gosh, how can it get bigger and better than this? And yeah, Deku basically goes Super Saiyan. I loved learning more about Eri and just exactly what her quirk was.
Yes.
I was at a loss for words. Like, it was just bigger and better, and this show just, it surprises me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Jamie.
For sure. Yeah, it was just like, every time we were just hit, literally, with more just more with the show that we could be excited about. Like you said, learning about Eri's quirk. With Deku, I mean, he was very good, but almost too good. It was like, you're really strong. And I was wondering, like, how Eri's quirk was going to work with, you know, his quirk. So it was just so much going on, but it was a great episode. I loved the fight between Deku and Chiseki, or Overhaul. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. There was a scene, which I know we'll talk about it. You know, actually, I'll save it. So you got to keep watching. That's all for now.
Ollie.
Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy how, like, 25 minutes out of your day could throw you through like such a crazy roller coaster of feeling all these different emotions. One minute you're feeling happy because, oh, they're winning, and then you're sad because Eri's crying, and then you're angry at Overhaul because he just won't die. He will not die. He keeps digivolving. But I'm a little upset, y'all. I'm a little upset because we got, you know, Mirio's episode. We got Sun Eater's episode, right? Mm-hmm. Where's Nezure's episode? Come on, girl.
We need more.
Yeah. That's all I gotta say. But regardless, this episode was one of the best episodes of My Hero ever.
This was 100%.
Yes.
It was so good. There were many moments where I wanted to cry out of like happiness and like sadness. Like the first one was when we get that girl moment at the top. Oh, and they're just the guy when he's like, how can these broads keep going? And I'm just like, But then they said, well, because we trained to be plus ultra. I'm like, you go, girls. I was so happy
that was
for
so
them.
Cool.
I obviously want more, but I am happy that they finally got involved, that we finally get to see them get involved.
Mm-hmm. Who was surprised when Deku's like, hey, there's this stuff going on? I was like, wait, he's not there. He's underground.
Yeah. I was very confused about that, too. And then, obviously, we got to learn that it was actually the League of Villains. Mm-hmm. And something I kind of want to mention last week, it was just, you know, it just kind of escaped me, was I think it was very interesting how the League of Villains kind of came to be with the Yakuza. Mm-hmm. I feel, whatchamacallit, this guy.
Shigaraki.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry, guys. Shigaraki. I feel that he knew Toga and Twice were kind of just do things on their own regardless, and that's why he sent them, and that's why they weren't, you know, they weren't lying when they said, oh, is he up to something? Just because they're so chaotic enough as it is. Because, like, why would they help them? Mm-hmm. Like, why would Toga help them?
Oh, yeah. No, I loved that they were like, we're plus chaos. And I'm like, yes, 100%. That makes so much sense.
I love that.
And shout out, we talked about them very briefly last week, Toga and Twice. But yeah, this episode, I'm like, oh, they are kind of, I don't mind them being villains when they're not directly hurting our people, of our heroes. But I like that they're like, well, screw the other people. Let's cause some chaos. And that's, they're essentially so helping the heroes. And you're like, wait. What?
That was
that's so corny. They're trying to say, oh, cool, plus chaos. Yeah. It should be like subtract 100 or something. Yeah. They're stupid. They're so
negative.
They're so dumb. But I appreciate them for helping in a sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we get Rarka, Froppy, and Dragon Lady going in and like, okay, this is where we got to go. And also our Nijiri, which I wanted more with her too, of like, that's all we get.
They're just teasing.
We got a little bit about her powers.
We finally got her quirk, but I'm like, okay, can we get like a backstory?
Right?
Because we got the guys. Yes. It's been heavily, heavily guys. I love my guys, but come on. Nejire is just such an interesting character, and her quirk is very interesting, how she shoots out her in a swirl.
Her life force, which I'm like, wait, this could be very dangerous.
Right. No,
yeah,
totally.
That sounded very scary.
Yeah. She's like a glass cannon. Like, she has such a great, powerful quirk, but she can't overuse that, apparently.
Well, I mean, she's the only one left now, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe we will see more of her.
I hope so.
You know? Good point. We get back down into the thick of it with the fight, and poor Ares, like, why are all these people risking it all? And you're just like, girl, they're trying to help you.
Mm-hmm. She's so traumatized.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this episode really, I know last episode we really got to see a little bit more of Ares, but I think this episode really showed just how far back her trauma stems from, because obviously it's not just overhaul on all the experimenting he was doing on her, but also the fact that she was kind of just dumped by her parents onto her grandparents. Mm. Like,
her mom. Her dad was not around anymore.
Yeah, we really see this episode just how far back her trauma comes from.
And that's hard. Oh, yeah. It's hard when your quirk is written off as a curse, too. When and these, like, people who aren't actually, like, your parental figures, like, you have Overhaul, who's constantly abusing you, like, physically, dissecting you, but also verbally abusing you with saying all these horrible things and how you're just kind of like a tool. You are literally a curse. Like, your quirk is a curse. And it's like, it can be seen like that, but no, as we see in the episode, which we'll talk about, like, it can be so freaking amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of abilities and quirks and commenting, thank you everybody who's joining us in the chat. We have a few people talking in there. Love it. If you're watching this live, thank you for joining us. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. Hit that like button and subscribe so you can be up to date when we release these episodes. And iTunes, leave a comment, 5 stars, and let us know about some of your favorite aspects of this amazing show. Then we get this crazy flashback. Oh my goodness, I kind of liked a little. I love these flashbacks where we're like, oh, info. And we, you know, we're like, okay, what's going on? So she's the Ares' granddaughter of the Huskai leader and the father. That's so sad. So now we know what that outfit was, the empty outfit that.
In the ending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She reverses you to nothingness, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just because she also can't control it. She's never been. She's never understood where her quirk was. Yeah. And like you were saying, Ollie, she thinks it's a curse. So if, you know, she's kind of reacting in fear, and that's kind of what makes it go to the extreme.
Right.
Just like mutants. It's one of those you don't know what it is, and it could be very dangerous. And of course, she has nobody to help her learn it or understand it. So we learn it's rewind, it's a mutation, it's rare because her parents don't have it. So that was interesting to have that tidbit. Mm-hmm. Also, we get the more, what do y'all think? Oh my gosh, I thought it was so gross, but I like seeing that dark side of Overhaul, of like seeing essentially underneath her skin as he cut it, because we see it open and then like re-go.
Yeah, it was just very cringy. And I know it's an anime, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're still going this far as to like letting us know that he's dissecting a child. Yeah. But it's an anime, and there's been others like this, so it's like, you know.
And her quirk makes sense as how, like, the drug is basically, like, erasing, like, rewinding it so that you don't have a quirk. You never were having a quirk. And it's so funny that Overhaul is this terrible character who is just so bent on control, which is kind of like what drugs do. Drugs are essentially there to either control you or compress you, kind of. Or what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like,
Suppress.
I think that's what I'm looking for, definitely. And that's literally what Overhaul is trying to do. So it makes sense that he's just this horrible, terrible drug lord who needs to be taken down.
speaking of him, my goodness, when he morphed with Rikia, the giant super monster, that was so disturbing. So that's when Chisaki, like, gets the giant extra body. I was like, oh, he just keeps getting weirder and scarier.
Yeah, he just keeps getting weirder. His quirk, we just keep seeing more and more of what he is capable of doing.
But it's, I like it because then we are seeing how awful he is. Because before we're like, okay, this guy, like, what's he really do? And some people who've read the manga, which thank you for not getting ahead. We're only reviewing the show, so thank you everybody who's adding pace with the show. Seeing how, they were like, oh no, what he does. So I'm like,
this is what drugs do to you. They turn you into a monster.
Yes.
You'll be unrecognizable.
As Jamie would say, a beast.
Yes. Sorry if I'm saying the name wrong, but Tanasia in the chat points out, it's interesting, he also created an antidote. I hope the heroes get the antidote for Muriel. Yeah, we haven't heard much. We heard the antidote very briefly there, which I'm like, okay.
It's kind of interesting of why he would create an antidote if he's so focused on trying to get rid of everything and kind of break down this, like, norm of quirks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ollie.
I have to save her prediction.
Okay. Save it.
I've got a theory, but I have made predictions. God,
yes.
I just thought of something.
This is the next kind of moment where, Jamie, you were talking about a little bit earlier, which this was such a moment of watching the show when Deku goes to the 100%, but Ares rewind is what saves him because he goes, wait, I did 100% of my leg. It should be destroyed right now. So essentially, he just has to keep going at 100%, and then she keeps doing it. I'm like, oh, this is such a great, like, this is teamwork quirking together that's perfect. But you got to be careful, but it's perfect.
Right, and I thought it was interesting how her quirk was almost like revitalizing his energy versus taking away his given quirk. And I was like, maybe she can't erase his quirk because it was technically never his.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we don't my theory. But yeah, I was like, maybe, because I was like,
I was wondering, I'm like, is it going to go away?
And also, I mean, granted, I know it's an anime, guys, but I was like, with all this power and like all these punches, especially when you punch through Overhaul's contraption of arms, you know, I'm like, Aerie, how are you taking all these blows? Like, I know you feel all this and all the jolts.
She's holding on well. My goodness, she hasn't fallen off. Yes.
Yeah,
that's true. He did tie her on with the cape.
I wonder if her quirk also has an ability to her. Like, obviously, our heroes have been training a lot for this, so their bodies are a little bit more stable. She hasn't been, you know, trained as a fighter, so her body is probably a little bit more frail. But I wonder if her quirk kind of energizes her in a way to kind of, you know, be able to also partake in that battle without feeling.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, she's,
can she use it for herself? That's a good question.
A lot of blows too.
She was like zooming like a little mouse or something. You know, I don't know. Like, as anyone else, like, she just seemed like she was like jumping from here to, it was interesting. Well, it was, now that you say that, I'm like, maybe she has something up her sleeve.
Well,
I don't know.
She jumps off the rock to Deku's arms, and you're like, ooh!
From the opening, I was like, is that scene?
Yeah. Well, I was scared that she was going to reverse everything. And I was like, I don't know, Deku, maybe don't reach for her.
Oh, right.
She was like, turn it back. And I'm like, turn what back?
Yes.
Turn what back?
If I could turn back. No, we don't want, we do not want baby Deku on the battlefield.
No, we do not.
I have such a soft spot for baby Deku that I wouldn't mind more of him, but that would be the complete opposite place I would want to be.
No, I liked this charged up and Super Saiyan. I thought Jamie was going to be so excited. He has his blue hair.
Yeah.
And he's like going full throttle.
And I mean, that's what I'm saying. DBZ is just such a hallmark in anime. No, but I definitely noticed that too. And I love the fight scenes because, I mean, just to reference it back to DBZ, whenever it was fight scenes, it was like a blink. Whenever they're, you know, fighting and going, you know, flying across, whenever. But here it was very vivid, very clear. You saw each move and it was just very action-packed. And beautiful to see.
Yeah.
There was a scene where Overhaul, when he's like seeing that Deku's getting stronger and he's like, Aerie, what are you doing? When they show that close up and Overhaul, his eyes, he saw the veins. It was scary, but it was epic and I loved it. That whole little 2 second scene, I loved it.
I got major like angel vibes from like Aerie. Yeah. And like she looked like his wings or
angelic,
something. When he was like battling Overhaul, she's literally to me like some kind of like angel like from above that came to literally reverse his body back to what to 100% too.
This is probably the first time she's ever felt useful and appreciated, because before they're saying you're worthy, but this is a moment where he's like, no, this is perfect for me, this is great, you're perfect for me, and like this is exactly what I need. And she's never been told that, so I bet her like spirits are so lifted in this moment, like, all right, I'll give you anything you need there. And it's so great for him because then he could break a sense for everything, but her rewind is so quick that I'm curious if we, like, if there was a slowed down version, essentially, do his bones actually break and she repairs it? Because it seems like it's very seamless, you know? He just goes always, so hardcore, and she just keeps it from destruction.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like because it's called rewind, you do have to kind of get that consequence in order for it to be taken back.
Right.
But I almost kind of saw it as, like, she was foreseeing it happening and just kind of prevented it.
Mm.
But then that the idea of rewind wouldn't, I guess, make a whole lot of sense.
And also, positive reinforcement is very important when dealing with a child, for sure, absolutely. But, like, I feel like everyone, like, Deku, like, is, you know, telling her she needed him, or he needed her, mm-hmm. like, that was probably what helped her the most to control, mm-hmm. hopefully control her quirk, to, you know, we don't want too much of a rewind for Deku, but yeah. It just goes to show that, like, she actually was able to harness and utilize her quirk when someone was actually giving her positive feedback, whereas, like, you know, Overhaul was just critiquing her and criticizing her and abusing her this entire time.
We all need cheerleaders.
And she didn't know, she literally just did not know what to do and with her quirk.
Yeah.
Well, if she didn't want to use it. Negative, yeah. She mm-hmm. would be like, I don't know what to do. And then Ollie, you had touched upon it, the Chisaki, this, like, during this fight is the moment where he says, rewind humanity before the mutation pretty much happened. And we also learned he put the Yakuza leader in the hospital, essentially. And he's like, I'll fix you later. And I'm like,
I don't, he's a character awful. That I am kind of oddly enough fascinated with, because I really want to know his true motivations. It seemed like this entire kind of arc where he has all these flashbacks, it seems like he really cared for the Yakuza leader because he kind of took him in, he gave him a place, he gave him maybe some kind of sense of worth. But then, yeah, he's the one who hurt him.
Yeah, well, then he goes, it's one of those, it was the best layout of logic, but it still was like, really? Because for him, it was for Overhaul, like, okay, let's get rid of all the mutations so that then the Yakuza can be back on top again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, really? That's your
control.
I know. Whack.
But that just goes to show, even if he cares about you, he's still going to use you as a game piece, because he can literally destroy you. He can bring you back up. So that's literally what he did. He's like, I'm just going to break you, Jamie, but then I'll fix you later just so I could be in control. So that's literally it. He's such a horrible person, but I do think he's such a great villain at the same time.
Yeah, amazing.
So I agree. He's so fascinating.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. No, because I thought it was kind of dope that he put Yakuza in the hospital. Not like in a good way, but it was just like, wow, like you really took power. You kind of took over, actually. So
Renji in the chat says his delusion is plus ultra.
Ultra.
it makes sense in a literal way, but you're just like, what? No. And actually, you reminded me of how I loved in this episode, we get to exactly see how he destroys his own body and rebuilds it multiple times. And I'm like, to watch it, like his own army's like, and back. And you're like,
In DBZ culture, we call that regeneration. Because Piccolo does the same thing with his arm, and it looks gross as well, but that's all. I peeped it.
Yeah. And even the giant form in that kept breaking down and getting better. But then I'm like, but what is his actual body then at this point? You know?
That sounds gross. I'm going to imagine it.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out Tanisha Greer in the chat. She says, when a hardened Yakuza boss has more humanity than his underling.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
It's like your own boss. Jeez.
Yeah.
Dead.
Then the end of it has the big kind of like, well, which we were wondering, can you change fate? Is what Night Eye sees 100%. The future, like, what's going to happen? Deku's like, no, I'm going to change it, and he does. Period. So this is not the future Night Eye saw, and that fight, oof. And Night Eye's still alive, but I like Dragon Lady goes, don't take out
the giant rock
in your stomach, then you'll bleed out. So, you know,
that's like, he's literally a sandwich. He has his top half rock.
It is.
He's not even connected anymore. So, and I think he's missing an arm. Oh my gosh.
And he's still hanging in there.
Yes. And he's still like giving instruction, like, okay, cool. And poor, I like Araraka trying her darndest. She's like, no, I'm going to do everything I can to help Deku right now.
I wanted her to do something. Unfortunately, she didn't. This was like Deku's Uraraka's moment. She kind of like, did. I wanted her to. Yeah. I definitely felt
I am
her.
Ready for a Uraraka moment, though.
Right.
Yes.
Eri, get in there for Night Eye, though.
Yeah.
Like, right? Seriously.
Well, I wonder if she can do that. Like, yeah, heal a wound.
Yeah, I was going to.
No spoilers, people,
right.
please.
I'm glad she brought that up. I wonder, yeah, if she can rewind more than just mutations, yeah. quote unquote, or quirks. Like she
specific.
Because she's mm-hmm. healing Deku's wounds. She like, has could she, in theory, yeah, heal those think, kinds of
I
wounds?
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
I was going to save it for predictions. Yeah. I'll elaborate more on my thoughts.
But it ends on such a high note of destruction, like, changing fate. I'm so glad about that. I'm like, no, Deku could be the one. And then that fight was just so, like, oh, this is such a good episode. But mm-hmm. now I'm like, I want next week. Now. Yeah. I don't want to wait.
I know.
Anything else on this episode that stood out to you all?
I'm just happy.
It was just great.
It was just really good.
I don't know if I would say it was, I don't know, because I know you guys are saying, like, it's one of the best that we've seen, which I agree. Mm. Maybe I would say it's one of the best where we've had, like, a better ending. You know, yeah. versus the other ones, it's been more somber.
Yeah.
So
true.
I'd say
there's
it's
still
like
hope.
Yeah.
top
yeah.
three of the
yeah.
season so
Yeah,
far.
And I think it's just the importance of the episodes, the message of hope, as you bring mm-hmm. up Carrie, and also the hope of, like, redefining fate. Like, I've been preaching this so much. Is like, no, make your own damn fate. No one's going to tell you what your fate is. And I think, mm-hmm. I mean, Night Eye, you're great and everything.
But
your
you don't know everything.
Exactly. And it's like, sometimes if you know the future, it could really, like, it's like the self-fulfilling can't talk tonight.
Prophecy.
Like, I feel like that's what he kind of stands for. And it's like, no, like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't think like that. It's like, take your fate into your own hands.
Yeah.
And also, sorry, but, like, let's say if he does touch someone, how are you going to remember every little detail about what happened?
And he said it's not perfect, yeah. Because mm-hmm. He said it's like watching a movie. And actually, Kid Annan in the chat, I like this. I wonder if Night Eye being unaware of her quirk abilities is part of why he couldn't 100% predict correctly. Maybe he saw possible fate if quirks never act, if Aerie's quirk
Maybe
never
it was Aerie. It was, yeah, Aerie was the one it. Who changed the yeah. fate because yeah. of her rewind.
Well, that's what I figured because Night Eye hasn't touched her yet.
Yeah.
Thanks for stealing my prediction.
No, that's okay, it's good one. But also, I like this one too. The Queen of Regal says, "I love how Mario's cape was what made Aerie jump," and I like that too.
I did. Yeah. I thought that was incredibly precious and yeah, sweet that she was holding on to yes. that cape because it was that was also one of the moments that was like one of the first moments in this entire battle where she's like, "Someone's here to protect me."
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. I have a prediction about that cape.
Yeah, and just yeah. oh, okay.
No. I mean, I'll say it's prediction.
You know, I don't really I'll like cape. Yeah. I don't really like capes. You know, I'm
no
like,
capes.
This is very like, useful.
But like, it was very. It's such a solid metaphor of just like the heroism yeah. of the show and how mm-hmm. like Aerie really needed to just grab onto that hero. Mm-hmm. The heroism, I guess. I can't talk yeah. tonight, like I said. And I just definitely got the feels when she did jump in that scene. It was beautiful.
And also, mm-hmm. in a sense, it still shows that, like, Mirio helped to carry her mm-hmm. back home, I guess, or, like, in a better place.
Yeah.
You know? It's yeah. like, symbolism that he was kind of still there in spirit.
I like yeah. that you bring that up, Jamie, because although this was definitely Deku's moment, mm-hmm. I feel like even Aerie just having that cape, it shows how much mm-hmm. of a team effort this mm-hmm. entire mission was.
Oh, yeah.
Go team.
Absolutely. Speaking of team, our team will discuss something else in a minute and to talk about our predictions momentarily, but we'll get into some news, our special word of the day, do predictions, and then we look at our unboxing. So let's get into some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, y'all. There's a lot going on in the anime world. Once again, we are talking My Hero Academia, the second movie, Heroes Rising, because now, not too long ago, Funimation announced the release date for North America, and we are getting it February 26th.
Yeah.
Yes! It is going to be released in the U.S. and Canada. We are going to be getting both subs and dubs, because everyone has their preferences. Advanced ticket sales for this goes is happening January 31st. And the coolest thing I thought about this particular announcement was that, according to ComicsBeat.com, when the first My Hero Academia movie came to theaters, it was only airing at about maybe 400 theaters. The second movie has been expanded to 1,000 theaters.
Oh, my gosh.
So, wow. I don't know. So, definitely just probably showing how this series has grown, because now there's much more demand for it. Right. And I thought that was awesome. So next, obviously we all know this was a big episode, and our boy Deku was trending on Twitter. I always just kind of like seeing random things pop up and trend on Twitter. I don't know about y'all, but yeah, a lot of the time yeah. for me it's like sports or politics. I like seeing cool things like this just pop up,
mm-hmm.
and that's yeah. yes, just seeing how many people are talking about it. Our next piece of news. So the Crunchyroll Crunchyroll Award nominations came out. Last year, there was so much My Hero Academia nominations. However, this year, not so many. We do have one, however. Overhaul was nominated for Best Antagonist. And if he don't win that, I mean, he's pretty villainous, so he should definitely win that one.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone else.
I will say shout out to Angela in the top right of if you guys haven't watched Carol and Tuesday. Oh, so good.
Speaking of Carol and Tuesday, Vinland Saga, and Demon Slayer are actually all the top kind of contenders for the Crunchyroll Awards with 9 nominations each. And I know, Jamie. Demon Slayer is so good. And I feel like last year people were kind of calling it the My Hero Academia Award just because, you know, My Hero Academia is literally almost nominated in everything. I feel that, Demon Slayer, and don't get me wrong, like, it's well deserved, but I feel like Demon Slayer has kind of, I've been seeing a lot of that around as well.
For sure.
A lot of great shows represented there.
Crunchyroll
Awards. Woo!
Other ones in the running. Promised Neverland, Mob Psycho 100 Season 2, Fruits Basket. Mm-hmm. Just so many good shows nominated.
Yes. I need to watch Mob Psycho. I keep hearing it's so good.
Yep.
It's quirky. It's really quirky is what I'll say. And finally, our last big piece of news. So the highly anticipated next film by creator Makoto Shinkai, who made Your Name, Withering With You, is getting ready to start its fan screenings January 15th and 16th. And our friends over at GKids were kind enough to lend us a screener for the movie.
GKids and Fathom Events is also putting this on. I really enjoyed it. It's gorgeous, as you can see from some of these stills. Mm-hmm. Not to compare it previously to Your Name, but noticing a style with companies. They really like this kind of magical realism. So it's kind of grounded in reality, but not exactly. And then it gets very grandiose towards the end, like some of the concepts, and I don't want to spoil anything. Mm-hmm. I felt it was very funny, had a lot of heart to it. It also kind of has an interesting statement in a way about environmental aspects going on right now too, because it's like constantly raining and just how weather is changing our day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm. How weather has an effect on our moods
and everything.
And your emotions is like your seasons of who you are as a person.
But what if it was always raining?
Oregon?
Seattle.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was a beautiful movie. Obviously, gorgeously animated. Mm-hmm. The story was very strong. I don't want to compare to Your Name. I think that it was very strong. It was very emotional. I think I wasn't as pulled just a little bit.
It's different.
It's different, but it does touch upon, you know, relations, parental relationships. Yeah,
and kids having to live on their own, or choosing to live on their own, and, like, how do you survive?
Kind of, youth wanting to, figure out what their place and what their roles in the world are. It's a very gorgeous film, and y'all should go see it.
Yes, go check that out January 15th and 16th. Fathom Events and GKids have information. I mean, you can also find all these kind of press details and other movie announcements on our Twitter at ABTV Anime. All right, so we're going to also do really fast our word of the day. Since we love our dragon lady, the Japanese word for dragon, you can say ryu or tatsu. So, like the Ryan and Six Flag, Tatsu. It's a dragon.
Ryu.
Or Tatsu Ramen. And
dragon.
Favorite ramen place.
So, Tatsu and Ryu. Ryu is the more common word for dragon, but Tatsu is also a new word for dragon.
Ramen. Oh my gosh, I'm going to call it Ryu.
Ryu's a very common name in, like, video games and, like, anime.
It's a double U, because I think the regular as a name RYU, but the dragon is RYUU. In your Romaji writing. All right. Let's get some fiery rapid predictions, and then we'll be doing our Japan Crate unboxing.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I know a couple people were like, I got a prediction!
I think Night Eye is still done for. Because judging by the preview, did you guys watch the preview? Everyone looked sad. Like, everyone looked like there was some kind of a horrible announcement. I mean, I feel like with such a great, as Jamie brought up, with such a great ending, it was very hopeful. I feel like we're going to get like a downer episode. Something's
going
to happen.
Saying someone's going to die.
So I think Night Eye is just not going to be able to be saved, honestly, personally. Just saying that out there. Do not come at me. But also, I think Mirio is going to get his quirk back eventually because I think the rewind, I think Aerie's going to be able to like rewind before, like his body from the drug that was inhabited. Yeah. So I think that's how it's going to happen.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I want to stay hopeful because I'm like, I'm hoping the best for Night Eye. I hope that he'll be okay and that maybe, you know, Recovery Girl can help out and maybe Ochoco and who knows, maybe Aerie, because this is going to be a far-fetched theory, but maybe Night Eye is so tired of his quirk that Aerie could take it away before he dies. Maybe that'll be his last wish, just take away all the memories, or I don't know, or maybe he will live and she'll be able to take away or like reverse something. I don't know, but I do agree with the person that stole my prediction. I'm just kidding. I do agree with you where I think that that's the reason why he couldn't predict it, because he wasn't taking into account Aerie, who can literally change time. So that's what I got. Oh, and also besides My Hero, like with the awards that we were talking about, maybe Demon Slayer might be a main theme at Anime Expo, because I feel like last year was My Hero, the year before it was DBZ Super.
I feel Demon Slayer is definitely a big popular one.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's just a.
I hope it's so correct. I hope I know. I hope imagine it is all the jackets.
I just people are just gonna
get
be,
your cosplays
checked
ready.
It out in black and green. That's it. That's all I got.
Cool. I like that you brought up the teaser Ollie, because I don't know if you guys noticed that Deku was naming every, like, almost every single person except Mirio and Night Eye, and I feel like that was a tease to be like, okay, one of those two is gonna die. Obviously, I don't think it's Mirio. I think it's Night Eye. I definitely think it's Night Eye, but I think it's just kind of obvious that it's Night Eye, but I also think that Night Eye at this point is kind of the one who could who can go out with peace, knowing that his quirk can be changed, and that, and you know, maybe that's hope for him of like, okay, maybe All Might won't die, maybe there's hope for everyone, and I think he's finally going to be happy to see Deku is the proper choice. He was the proper partner.
It sounds horrible that, like, we want him to die. We don't want him to die.
That's what it's setting up.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, like, it's a beautiful setup to, like, his purpose and, like, redefining fate. Yeah. It's perfect.
But the title of the show is, like, Brighter Days or something like that, right?
But it's also feel like, we'll I see. Feel, it reminds me so much of Harry Potter also, because I feel like these characters, we are getting into darker territory, so I feel like there are going to be darker elements implemented, you know, moving forward. Yeah. As just, like, adulting. Well,
going off what you're saying, Veronica, I think it's definitely a possibility Night Eye could die, but I think he will be able to die peacefully.
Yes.
Because he will be glad to know they were able to change the outcome. I think, like, we don't want anybody to die. None of these characters to die. Maybe the bad guys. But
he's pretty injured, y'all.
But he's very injured. But I think I'm okay with it if he goes, you know what? Okay, good. Like, it can change. Because that means his best friend, All Might, might not die.
Exactly.
The way he was thinking.
No, I agree. And I think that's why it would make sense to be him. And then my last prediction is, I feel like this is very far-fetched, but I would love it if that in the future, when Aerie kind of becomes a full-on pro hero, part of her costume is Mirio's cape. Because like that was like her turning point.
Yes. I just did something. Oh my gosh, that'd be great. I'd love that.
And thank you very much for not going ahead with the manga in the comments. I know we're just talking about the show, so I know if you already know, you're probably laughing at our predictions. But that's part of the fun. I love that idea that she'd be using part of his cape. I definitely don't think they're out of the woods yet, but I don't think. I feel this is maybe that moment when we've had, like, this craziness and is going to get a little calm, and then something else is going to happen, because that seems to be the theme of this show, is, like, it's okay, kind of calm, craziness, back down. It's very roller coaster. So, like, right now I think we're, like, right at that top of, like, antagonists attacking them and everything like that, and it'll be downhill but not necessarily negative.
Right.
Yeah, so we shall see. Thank you so much for everybody watching. We're going to do a really quick Japan crate, looking at a couple samples of items inside. Open it up. I grabbed a couple highlights. So here, if you want to grab, hold that one up, please.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ooh. So Veronica's holding the Kit Kat Mini Party Ice Cream. It's an ice cream party with Nestle Japan this January for the new and limited edition release. Tastes like vanilla ice cream with a slight hint of cinnamon and mint for a refreshing seasonal treat.
Ooh, I've been loving these. Like,
I want to try this. I love the Kit Kat. So you guys are going to get a little bit ASMR. We're going to try something too. And then Jamie, you're holding up the. Oh yes, there we are. Wait, open up the Kit Kat.
Oh,
that. Jamie's holding the Mikke popcorn Gyukuroin
and modeling
kombu tea flavor. This popcorn is collaboration. Number one in the kelp tea market and has been long loved in Japan. Features delicious taste that matches the moderate taste of Japan kelp tea, but in popcorn form for yummy salty combo. Ooh, I'm curious. Mm. Try the popcorn. Mm. Do our salty first.
Mm. Just tastes like popcorn with like a slight aftertaste.
Yeah, to it. A little cheese, a little salt.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. Very light, good. Subtle.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Not subtle. Too overwhelming.
What do you think about the Kit Kat?
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, I gotta try it.
Did you guys grab a Kit Kat? Mm-hmm. Hope you guys are enjoying the ASMR. So these are from the Japan Crate Premium Crate. If you use code AFTERBUZZ, you'll get $3 off your first premium crate. So check that out. I'll also put a link in the description. What do you guys think of the Kit Kat?
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I like it a lot.
So this is part of their New Year crate. You get one every month. The premium box, you get so many. Excuse me, as I'm eating here. So many options. Absolutely love them. And yeah, the Kit Kat are kind of my favorite. I'm like, ooh, what do we get?
They've been the best. Are my favorites. Definitely.
So,
cool.
So thank you very much, Japan Crate. All right, everybody. Yay. Ta-da. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Tune in next week for another exciting after show talking about this exciting and amazing show, My Hero Academia. Ollie, where can people find you online?
Hey, guys. It's Ollie Dren. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at OllieDreamer.
All right. I have food in my mouth. You can find me on Instagram at Jamie Gray, JAIMIGRAY.
You can find me, Veronica Valenci, on Twitter and Instagram at it's me, Veronica _V.
No, Jamie, it just means you're like a Japanese villain of And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And again, make sure to check out ABTV Anime on our Twitter account so you can see more of these press releases about movies up and coming, including Digimon, which will be coming out very soon as well. All right, thanks for watching and listening. See you next time. Digimon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.